Hare Krishna. Unconscious decisions are usually unhealthy decisions. When researchers were asked to study the eating habits of people, at that time they found that when researchers were not aware, or when the subjects were not aware of what they were doing, quite often they would do things which would be unhealthy for them. For example, if say somebody was watching it, if subjects were watching a TV, and while watching TV they wanted to enjoy, eat some snack. At that time there might be some fruit there near them, there might be some fast food there, there might be some chocolate candy near them. Now if they were caught in watching the TV, they or the movie or whatever, then they would consciously, subconsciously move towards that snack which was, which they conceived of as the most delicious, which they felt would give them the most pleasure, which they defined as pleasurable. And often they defined it as pleasurable not just based on what they actually found pleasurable, but what they were indoctrinated into believing as pleasurable by the incessant propaganda of the media. And thus they often ended up eating inappropriately, eating unhealthily. And when they were aware of what they were doing, they would actually choose to eat more healthily. So when we are not conscious of what we are doing, often we end up doing things which are unhealthy for us. Why? Because at that time, when say, we are going to act, and while acting, we are going to make certain decisions about how we are going to act. And if we don't make the decisions, then the mind is going to make those decisions for us. And the mind is usually not, at least not at the present stage, our well-wisher. The mind is quite often our enemy, as Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, 5th verse, Uddharedatmanatmanam, natmanam avasadayet, atmaiva hi atmano bandhur, atmaiva ripuratmanah. Krishna says, the mind is the enemy of the self and the mind is the friend of the self. And one needs to elevate oneself with the mind and not degrade oneself. That means, rather than letting the mind drag us down, we need to raise ourselves up with the mind. And the way to raise ourselves up with the mind is by making it our subordinate, not our superordinate, not our master. So when we are unconscious of what we are doing, then the mind becomes our master, and the mind makes us do whatever is its bidding, whatever it is its programming. And in that way, we become trapped, we become entangled, we become degraded. To avoid such a thing from happening, we need to always be on guard. We need to be conscious. And when we practice bhakti yoga, when we strive to fix the mind on Krishna, at that time, even if we don't succeed in fixing the mind on Krishna, at least we are becoming conscious. And the more we become conscious, the more we become conscious during our chanting, during our focus on Krishna, the more we will be conscious at other times also, when we are, says, battling with temptation, and when temptation is trying to sneak in, just as at the border, if the border security force is not careful, then terrorists might sneak in. So like that, if we are not vigilant, hostile desires will sneak into our consciousness. And to the extent we are conscious, to that extent we can keep those desires out, screen them, and allow only those desires in that are beneficial for us. By such vigilance, we can make healthy choices and progress towards happiness in life. Now, when we become devoted to Krishna, that connectedness with Krishna gives a higher happiness, which makes us less vulnerable to the temptations of lower pleasures. And thus, we can move steadily onwards towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.